The Indian Congress, held in 1898, was the highlight of the Trans-Mississippi and International Exposition, otherwise known as the Omaha World's Fair. 500 representatives from 35 tribal nations attended the Congress, making it the largest gathering of Native Americans of its time. Enter Frank Reinhart, the official photographer of the Trans-Mississippi Exposition. Reinhart and his assistant, Adolph Muir, captured thousands of images over the five-month event held in what is now North Omaha on 184 acres, some of which today is Coons Park. But it's the portraits of Indian Congress representatives taken in the closing weeks that became his legacy. Reinhart's Indian Congress photos are the subject of Wendy Red Star's exhibition now on display at the Jaws and Art Museum. Red Star is a scholar, multimedia artist, and member of the Apsalika, or Crow, Nation. 123 years after the exposition's close, she has reunited the members of the Indian Congress in the Joslyn's Riley Cap Gallery using Reinhart's photos.
Those images just drew me in right away. They're spectacular. They're beautiful. You just can't deny the beauty.
The exhibition contains hundreds of Reinhart's Indian Congress portraits, meticulously hand-cut by Red Star and arranged on 18-foot tiered tables decorated with American flag bunting. It's a tongue-in-cheek nod to the imperialistic intentions of 19th century world's fairs.
Once I got past 100, I was like, there's just a lot. There's a lot of photos, and that's really what I wanted to convey. It was just so important for me to have that amount of different Native people represented, and then just for the viewer also to have time to kind of sift through and digest everything.
A separate table, decorated in gold-tipped goose feathers, stands at the front of the room. The photos on this table were also taken by Reinhart and Muir, but not at the Indian Congress. A year after the Congress's end, Reinhart and Muir traveled to the Crow Reservation on Apsalika homelands in Montana. Their visit was likely brought about by Alexander Upshaw, a Crow interpreter who is also an Indian Congress representative. Red Star says she didn't know about the connection between Reinhart and her hometown prior to starting the project.
It's just kind of like this amazing web that's highly addictive. It's all interconnected. Once I start kind of pulling on a thread, it connects to this other thing, and it's sort of all interwoven.
Annika Johnson is the Associate Curator of Native American Art at the Joslyn and the curator behind the Reinhart exhibition. In 2019, Red Star visited Omaha to embark on a mini expedition with Johnson. They found Reinhart's gravesite at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Northwest Omaha. They tried to access the seventh floor of the Brandeis Building, now home to apartments, where Reinhart kept his photography studio. And they made a stop at the Omaha Public Library, which is home to a vast collection of Reinhart's prints from the Trans-Mississippi Exposition.
He was a good photographer, but at the same time, he has profile portraits in there, and that stems from this ethnographic photography convention of trying to capture the, you know, air quotes, race of an individual. So there's a really dark anthropological legacy in that portraiture convention. And there's a lot to unpack and to talk about, but to have this archive in Omaha is really incredible, to have this group of photographs be together representing this particular moment in time.
Reinhart and his photos have a complicated history. The Indian Congress itself was first and foremost a money-making venture. The Congress members spent the days of the fair selling artisan goods to the mostly white visitors and putting on sham battles for their entertainment. Reinhart himself made lots of money selling prints and postcards to people who lived on land stolen from the photo's subjects. Additionally, World's Fairs have a genocidal history. Human zoos and other exploitative ethnographic displays were fixtures at expositions in the United States and Europe throughout the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In addition to the Indian Congress, the Trans-Mississippi Exposition also featured a, quote, old plantation, as well as Chinese village and an attraction called the Streets of Cairo.
I always feel like you need to talk about these things.
This is Martha Grensbeck, a genealogy librarian who assisted Red Star during the research process.
I hate to discover that people have never heard about some of the things that were a big part of Omaha history at one point. I think it just makes it easier to black out all the parts you don't like, forget that they happened. So I think it is very important that we keep this in our memory. And I love what Wendy did with it. She makes all those photographs into people.
There are parts of Reinhart's legacy that have benefited the Native peoples he photographed. Unlike his more famous counterpart, Edward Curtis, Reinhardt wrote the names of sitters on the photos. This was likely for taxonomic purposes, but it was a blessing for researchers and descendants of Indian Congress delegates. Alicia Harris is both. She's an art history professor at the University of Oklahoma who got her PhD from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln with a thesis about indigenous identity in Reinhardt's photography. Her great-great-great-grandfather was an Assiniboine band chief named Red Dog who sat for Reinhardt at the Congress.
I think that any time any Native person is claiming their own image, their own likeness, or control over how that's used or understood is an act of resistance to say these are people, first of all, and these people have a story beyond just this image. And it's hard to do. I think that there's a lot of imagery out there that is the opposite of that. And so anytime somebody's able to kind of make a reclamation of that, I think is powerful.
For her part, Red Star says her work is about asking questions, not answering them. She says she hopes visitors take a moment to consider the power of this reunion as they gaze upon images of the Indian Congress.
It's our history. I can't tell you how much I have to repeat that, like telling non-Native people, this is their history. It's not segregated. You know, didn't it just happen to Native people? It's what made you you and your experience living here. That's why those images are important. How incredible is it that the Indian Congress was there in Omaha? You just have to recognize that they are super complicated, but they are very important documents. And if you were to ask me, would you rather had Edward Curtis not done that project? Hell no. Like, that is important information, important photos of my community. I have stuff to say. I have stuff to ask. I have stuff to ask my community about those images. That is important to this history.
For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Courtney Bierman.